we have Robert De Niro, who is nominated for actor in a supporting role for Silver Linings Playbook.
I'm curious to know about this other aspect of your life you're taking on right now, becoming a Vegas magnate with Nobu. Could you talk a little bit about why you wanted to be involved with Vegas?
No, the thing with Nobu is I never expected it to do as well as it did. And so over the years, what was happening was that these hotels were asking us to put a Nobu restaurant in there, to give them more credibility, a cachet, whatever. And I said, well, if they're doing that, why don't we just try and do our own hotel? So I was just taking advantage of a thing which I felt the company deserved, Nobu deserved.
Final question.
Congratulations. You know, you play a very frustrated, serious guy. What was the fun of working on this movie? Because they're all raving about how you helped them.
Well, David is terrific, and I wanted to work with him for a while, and then this came along. We had other projects that were, maybe happening, but then finally didn't. So this one, as soon as he wanted to do it, I said, I'm in, and then he did a rewrite. I didn't care what the rewrite would be, because I knew whatever he did, it'll be good. I just based on what I've seen that he's done, especially The Fighter, and it was that simple. Well, the actors were great. I like to work with everybody, and young actors, of course. And if they ever ask me for advice or this, I'm always like wanting to do that. I'll never volunteer it, but if they ask me, I'm always very happy to give it. I like to do that.
Next, we have Anne Hathaway, who is nominated for actress in a supporting role for Les Miserables.
Hello. First question tonight. Congratulations once again. Any preparation starting with the dress for Oscar night?
Yeah, I need to get on that, don't I? No preparation. I definitely have some ideas, some cool options, but no specific plans yet. No preparation. It was the Super Bowl. I couldn't think about dresses with all that delicious fried food around.
Next question, CNN.
Hey, what has been the best thing about this award season for you, and the most stressful thing?
The best thing. I think the best thing about it was seeing Deb Hayward's face when Les Miserables won the Golden Globe for Best Musical Comedy. Deb Hayward was an executive at Working Title for I think 22 years, and when she decided to go off and become a freelance producer, Eric Kellner and Tim Bevan said, "What do you want to do?" And she said, "I want to make Les Miserables." It's her first film as a producer. And I know the amount of love that she poured into the project and the amount of support she gave us all every day. It was unbelievable. So to see that culminate into such a golden moment for her was incredible. And the stress, I'll tell you the most stressful moment for my stylist. Apparently before the SAG Awards, and she didn't let me know about this because she's a baller, but apparently my zipper broke. And we had tried on the dress, and she's like, "Oh, you know what? It's a funky little zipper. I don't want to do it up right now, just because she made up some excuse." And I didn't think about it, and she didn't tell me about it until the next day that apparently we almost had a full blown disaster on her hands. But she's a magician; she made it work.
And congratulations to you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How
good.
You?
You talked during the course of this award season about how there in the past were rooms you could not get into.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that case still exists, does it?
I'm sure to a certain extent right now, though, I'm hopefully at some point going to, I don't know how to say this without sounding so obnoxious, but like I've been hanging out with Steven Spielberg lately. So so it doesn't feel like it at the moment, but you know, it's people, I don't take anything for granted, and I've been given extraordinary opportunities. I've also fought for extraordinary opportunities. So I don't believe that you're ever just there in this golden moment. I think you probably always have to remind people that you're there, that you have something to offer, maybe something beyond what they could imagine for you. But I also think that's part of being an actor, and I don't, you know, I don't regret that.
Thank you very much.
Next up, we have Bradley Cooper, nominated for actor in a leading role for Silver Linings Playbook.
First question here in front.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
This had to have been a huge challenge for you, and I'm sure you did a lot of prep for it. What sort of people having brain diseases like this did you talk to get your bearing as to how to portray it?
Well, it started with David, really. It's a very personal story for him, and he did it because of his son. I hung out with his son quite a bit and his friends, and they were very open with me in terms of spending time, and like a lot of time. And then I have a couple of close friends of mine who are diagnosed bipolar that, unbeknownst to them, I studied. And then a lot of other stuff. But those were that was where I sort of found his heart, Pat's heart, because that was the real challenge, was figuring out, really for me, how one processes information. That's the difference. You know, neurologically, what pathway the information travels through for him to for Pat to understand, to comprehend his emotion. That in there was the key for me to play Pat. You know, why is it that he is caught in a loop emotionally about something? There has to be a logic to that. And it really was sort of almost mathematically figuring out that logic. And then once I was able to figure out the logic, then Pat could come in and live. Because then it's fascinating to do that, really, and challenging, but very gratifying. Because once the neuropathway was discovered, then he could become very much alive. And when he's looking for that wedding video, it could be pretty scary. Because he needs that wedding video.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A couple of things. You know, just at the point where in the film it was going to get a little bit heavy, you and Chris Tucker would take it in a different direction. Mm. What was it like working with him?
Oh, I'm glad you asked about that. He's... Oh.
Yeah, it's such a serious, you know, serious film. And for you, is this a game changer?
Chris Tucker is incredible, you know, but I was a huge fan of his. People sort of, I don't know if they're aware of Jackie Brown and Fifth Element and Dead Presidents. He's an incredible actor, apart from being such a great comedian. So I was over the moon to work with him. And David, you know, just again, he just picked two people that work together. The minute I met him, I thought, oh, this is going to be easy. I believe that we have been friends for quite a long time, because you meet them initially and you have to believe right away that these guys have spent months together every day, all day in a hospital. And that was a lot of fun. And we just started going on this riff about his haircut in the car. And then, you know, in editing the movie, you know, just figuring out how to tonally, you know, make those shifts between drama and comedy occur at almost breakneck speed, but make it believable and essential so it doesn't get too dark. You know, we were really able to mind a lot of those improvisatory moments that Chris and I had together, along with David. Well, I know that I wasn't up here for Hangover. so maybe.
Final question here in front.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk Oscar Day. Do you have any methods of de-stressing? You've been going through this whole season. I mean, what are you doing? Are there rituals? Are you lighting candles, taking bubble baths? What are you doing? What's the secret?
That sounds stressful. Lighting candles and taking bubble baths. That's a lot. Not at all. I'm enjoying every minute of this. But it's easy for me because I like people. I think that if I didn't like people or I had a hard time being around people, that would be difficult. But This has been incredible. And more than anything, recently, especially because of the reaction to the movie, it's gone so much farther than just sort of an award season. I mean, we were in D.C. and showing this movie to the troops. It was incredible, the response that it's had. And so that's like, talk about a silver lining to this movie, you know. So, no, I'm very grateful. And I'm sure the day of, you know, I'll be calming my mother down. She still doesn't know what to wear. So I think I'll be a caretaker that day.
Thank you
guys.
Next up, we have Kovajane Wallace, nominated for actress in a leading role for Beasts of the Southern Wild. And we're going to need to, since we have a little bit of a backlog, tighten it up to two questions. Sorry about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful name, but so many people cannot pronounce it.
Yeah.
Can you help us out and tell us, you know, what your friends call you as well?
Q.
How do you pronounce your name?
Kovajane.
How do you feel?
Hey, Kovajane, nice to see you. At the Critics' Choice Awards, you had your iPhone there and you had your speech on it.
Yes.
Did you bring it here to take pictures with all the other stars?
My mom has it.
I'll do one more right here. Are you aware that you're about to make history as the youngest actor to be nominated for an Oscar?
Yes.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm happy and excited, but like it's something that you never think that happened at your age.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Next up, we have Jennifer Lawrence, who was nominated for actress in a leading role for Silver Linings Playbook.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've become quite the fashionista during award season.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Cool. Thanks.
Have you thought about what you're going to wear on the big day? Dress, pants, layers, no layers?
I'm going to wear sweatpants. yeah, I've been thinking about it. We've got some sketches together, but nothing decided yet.
What are you most looking for, comfort or just glamour?
No, last time was comfort. This year I'm like, no, suck it up, wear a corset. So, yeah, I'm going to go for fashion this time. I say that, but that's a problem with the Oscars. They're always at the end where you're just exhausted from dressing up, so I never care. So now I will. Oh, fashion.
Hey, Jennifer, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you bringing your parents again to, or not again?
I'm going to try to. I hope so.
And what does this mean to them and your family? Is it crazy in your household with all this hoopla?
No, it's actually really calm in my household. I think that nobody in my family is fully they don't get it. They're just kind of like, so, yeah, it's very, very calm, and I can talk about other things in myself and my house, which is great. And then, you know, the night of the Oscars, everybody just gets wasted and has a blast. Just Lawrence Wald's take at the Vanity Fair party.
And final question. That day is obviously such an overwhelming day, but what will you do to stay calm? What's your day of preparation while you're getting ready?
Eating normally calms me down. I remember before the Oscars, I was wearing that skin tight dress, and I was like, I ate like a Philly cheesesteak and fries, and was like, this is definitely going to help. Which it didn't, because I had to double my Spanx. But, yeah, I think I normally just have, like, my friends there while I'm getting ready, so I'm like, not thinking about it, because when you're quiet and can't talk, then I'm in my head. So I normally, it's fun to have, like, friends there while you're getting ready.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up, we have Amy Adams, who is nominated for actress in a supporting role for The Master.
Sorry, you just interrupted my flirting with Bradley Cooper and Christoph Waltz. I kind of ran out here.
Who was more receptive?
They're both pretty open, so. I'd say it's going to be a good lunch for me.
Amy,
hi.
Hi. Is there anything new to learn?
They literally just started playing Because the Night Belongs to Lovers. I think maybe this is the theme of my lunch. I'm very excited for this lunch. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. It's all right. I'm used to, it's all right. I like a soundtrack, a score.
Is there anything new to learn this time around? Because it's not your first trip down that red carpet.
You know, I'm always saying, oh, this year I want to have fun. But this year, I am having fun. It's not a matter of I want to have fun. It's that I don't know if I'm ever going to be back. God willing, we'll see. But four times is awesome, and I just really want to enjoy it. Like, I am enjoying it. It's not like I want to enjoy it. I'm actually experiencing it.
Congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
Can you give us a little tease as to what you might be wearing at Oscar night? And
a dress.
By whom?
No. No girl ever tells you. Just said, a girl ever gotten up here and said, I'm wearing this. By this designer, it'll be this color. I feel so presidential now. This is...
very important.
I feel very important. This year, I feel very important. I'm sorry. I've got the goofies. I just did Between Two Ferns, and now I'm so goofy. Okay. Sorry.
We have time for one final question.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry for the score.
That's all right. It's nice.
I know that obviously you won't say who you're going to wear or anything like that, but what do you ultimately look for in a dress for Oscars? What would it be?
I think it's such a boring answer. I think it's different every year. It kind of depends on my mood. This year, I'm kind of going with the idea that, like, having fun and just sort of fulfilling a fantasy of going to the Oscars.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Next, we have Christoph Waltz, who is nominated for actor in a supporting role for Django Unchained.
Hello.
First question right here.
Congratulations, Mr. Waltz.
Thank you.
How are you planning to celebrate the Oscars and your nomination? Maybe with your family from back home? And can you answer, please, in English and in German?
In English and in German at the same time? How I'm celebrating my Oscar nomination? An Oscar nomination for me is also a little bit of a reason for, let's say, nervous anticipation. So I don't really consider nervous anticipation a reason to celebrate, but we don't talk much about it at home, and we all know it. And I think that's fine for now. No, let's keep in, because if I translate everything, we take twice as long.
Okay, next question.
Did you think when you first met Quentin that you'd be coming back for a second year?
No. I mean, come on. I mean, that if I start to think about nominations and awards before I even start the work, I would, you know, literally putting the cart before the horse.
And finally,
do you think you owe Quentin all this happening to you?
Do I owe Quentin?
Yeah, Quentin all of this.
I owe Quentin more than I would like to admit.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Next, we have Helen Hunt, who was nominated for actress in a supporting role for The Sessions. She's going to be in 1 minute.